Would you stay out of my world or get some static, static? You're gonna catch it. Get some static, static. Motherfucking static.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. Background Noise, episode 4, www.redmattersite.com. This is Luke James. We got Devin DeVell here, Derek Ord, and Zachy Raffi. And we got a lot of interesting stories, so we're just going to get into it. No bullshitting as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, what do you got, man?
Well, we got something that just actually happened not so long ago. There's a report now saying that Lil Weezy might actually end up in jail for a year or more.
A year. What'd he do?
He had a gun on his tour bus. One that I bet you he's never shot because he looks like a fucking... He looks like my little sister.
Like a baby.
My little sister is black and tattooed, by the way. But yeah, so he had that. And then there was also a drug charge that they're still working on. So
these rappers got to... They got to figure this one. They got to figure this one out.
I think some of them do.
Not to sound cliche, but it's, you know, it's always getting, they're always getting caught with the guns and the drugs. It's never just one or the other. If you have one, you have the other.
Yep.
It's pretty much how it is.
Yep.
I don't think that's going to end up very good for him.
Probably not. There's a pretty good chance that people will fuck the shit out of him when he gets in prison. Because he's kind of a bitch.
And a lot of real gangsters say he's fake because he's always claiming he's a blood.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really have any ties. Like, he's been rich since he was like 15.
Yeah,
since
especially
if
they
rapping.
Put him in, like, what is it, Rikers, the one in New York or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's going to be raped probably by white guys, too. They might give him a fruit salad of rape.
Do they have a special place that they send celebrities, or do they send them just wherever the fuck they're from?
Not if... I don't know. They might have some sort of, like, a...
protective
resort.
Custody or something. I'm sure they'll do something for him, because when you have that much money, he's, like, the biggest rapper right now.
He might even end up walking. Who knows?
Yeah. It would be kind of funny to see him go to jail, though.
I'm not a big fan of his stuff, and if I didn't have to hear him for a year, I'm sure they have more than enough music to release over the year that he'd be gone. So
I don't even know who he is, so that's why I'm so quiet.
It's Weezy,
yes,
baby. It's Weezy.
I think that might have been him. I don't know. We might talk to him later if he's around. It might be him.
It may or may not be.
I thought I heard him just there. Anyway, we're going to jump right into our follow-up story from last week.
Yeah.
It's something that... we covered actually live as it was happening, the Balloon Kid, and we have some updates. Like, I guess they're saying that it was a big hoax.
Yep, complete hoax, and they're looking at a lot of shit right now. That whole family.
Yeah,
they might be getting some serious charges. Like, they're talking about fines that are up to like $500,000, years in prison. They might possibly lose their kids.
Yeah, that's
all over a little hoax.
A little hoax?
Well...
You know how much that little hoax cost?
Well, I mean, it was a big hoax, but little in the sense that it wasn't planned very good at all. Like, how could you trust a little kid to keep his mouth shut over something like that?
Yeah.
Like, I gotta watch what I say around my niece. She's 4. I can't even say fuck around her, because she just might throw it out.
Yeah.
If you tell them, like, a secret, like, you can't tell anybody, it's gonna spill.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna
just
say
like
something.
Every other human.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I tell your secrets to everybody, pretty much.
Derek.
My bad. Okay. But they described the dad of the family as a mad scientist with a quick temper, which...
That's a bad combination.
That is a bad combination. And it seems like the guy would definitely do a hoax. Like, that is a hoaxy guy.
Well, they just got turned down. They were trying to get a reality show
on
TLC, and they got turned down.
So they're like...
Weren't they on that, like, 2 times before or
something? They were on Wife Swap 2 times.
Yeah.
And we'll actually post links on the forum to the video. You can see it on YouTube. And their whole family is just batshit crazy. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The wife is, she's got like this raisin on her upper lip, it looks like, that she should probably get burned off. And she sings in her spare time, and she's of Asian descent. That's your expertise, Derek. Is she Japanese?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Actually, no.
There you go.
Oh, that's their names. Like, I don't know, you get used to them.
Oh, yeah. But in the clips of them on Wife Swap, they're nuts. But they both went to acting school, is the big thing. So a lot of it...
And you know what? Actually, when they were on CNN or whatever, when we had the little unfortunate spill, our little buddy Falcon, he kind of barfed into like a plastic bin.
Yeah.
Live on the air, which
from
was
the stress.
Pretty hilarious. I think you're a pretty shitty dad if you put your son through enough stress to make him puke
on live TV in front of everybody.
That's not a good dad.
Into a little Tupperware container. Yeah.
They probably dumped some like little Danishes out and they were like, "All right, blow your chunks.
Pig out.
Give a rainbow yell."
Yeah, so. there's a lot of stuff on this though. Like it's kind of getting stretched too far, really, for what it is, for a hoax, you know what I mean?
I think America's just having fun with it right now.
Yeah.
Well, they needed something new, so this is what fills the gap.
And that's what's kind of funny, is the charges they face are for causing this whole mess.
Yeah.
But is it hurting
the
media?
But
the
media is just running
with
it.
The media is just like, oh, shit, oh, good. This is something we can stretch. We can stretch this out for a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the media is fine with it.
Like a tight little asshole.
You can stretch it for more than a month.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah,
that you spend that much money on looking for somebody, and then just to find out that it's all made for
TV.
And not
only that, but there's people that were actually like concerned, you know?
Yeah,
like we heard of it in Nova Scotia. We had it on our TVs, so like they were in every room. If we want our podcast to succeed, we need to put somebody in a fucking balloon.
All right, who's it going to be? Are we going to rock paper scissors it?
Yep.
Okay, let's just send Zach.
Yeah, we're going to send Zach.
Zach. We're sending you in a balloon around the world in however many fucking days. What was that one?
80 days.
80 days?
Yep.
You're going to do it in 79.
Yeah, we're going
to
beat the record.
Not even a good balloon either. We're just going to get some helium-filled like party balloons and take them to your back.
So probably fall in the harbor.
Yeah.
Possibly. Get mutated in the Halifax Harbor where it's filthy. The other funny thing about that balloon boy story is the Falcon Heen rap.
The rap.
Yeah, we'll put that on the site too. We'll put that link up.
Somebody made a rap for it?
No, somebody didn't. Falcon kid.
Heen.
He actually raps.
And his
he
little
has a
brothers.
Rap video.
They have rap video.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No, I didn't
you
see that.
You can pop it up if you
so
want.
So the mad scientist has covered all bases. Like, he's really trying anything he humanly can do. And not only that, but when I was watching that CNN thing, he looked like he was full of shit. Like, the way his eyes were, like, beating around and his eyebrows were going up and down, I'm like, you're hiding something. Like, if you can tell the truth, your eyes don't, like, look like they're constantly struggling for something to say that isn't completely retarded.
You could tell they were all lying, though, on the initial interview they had with them right after after it all, where they asked the son, they said, why didn't you come out of the attic? And he was like, because you said we were doing this for the show?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just see the look of terror on both of his parents' face, like, oh, you little fucker, we are beating you with a belt when we get home.
Yeah,
exactly. Our home.
Yeah. But, they were home? As soon as these cameras go off.
Right after he's done puking live on the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the dad from the family, he kind of looked like the doctor from My Secret Identity.
From My Secret Identity?
Do you remember that show?
I remember the show.
You'll never guess my secret identity. And it had Andrew, Jerry O'Connell, as like the guy with the superpowers.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the doctor, Derek McGrath. He looks like him. As soon as I saw him, I'm like, so that's where the guy from My Secret Identity went.
That's what he's doing
and
now.
If you don't know what My Secret Identity is, then...
I know what it is, but I can't think of the guy's face, to be honest. No.
We'll show you one day if you're lucky.
Show me someday. Yeah. But I guess basically that family, people are going to be sick of them very soon if they're not already.
Yep.
Because they are all over everything. They should just be melted down, turned into a necklace.
Yeah. Or
thrown into the ocean. Yeah. Why not?
And then let some warriors and paladins swim down and dig it out of a chest.
Without armor, though, because if you swim in armor, that's not a good idea.
Yep.
It's just foolishness.
So they kind of like tainted my. I said taint. my idea of storm chasers, because I watch the storm chaser shows all the time on TLC, and they're fucking so cool.
He's on that, though. Wasn't he on,
he was
a couple
actually,
episodes?
He
right?
might have been. Who? I have no idea.
I believe he was.
The dad from...
The father was on storm chasers?
Yeah, he's
he
he's
is a storm chaser.
He's a legit
storm chaser.
What exactly is a storm chaser?
They're the ones that like chase the tornadoes
the storm.
And shit.
They chase
well, I mean,
storms.
It sounds obvious, but it could be something different. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Like an X-Men character?
It could be.
The Storm Chaser.
No, it's a stalker. It's Storm Stalker.
Yeah, exactly.
He's obsessed with her. Loves her.
It's with pretty her amazing.
Weather fingers feel amazing on his shaft.
She turns it into like an icicle and breaks his dick off.
That always comes back to the dick.
Yeah, why not? Throw why a couple not? Of those out there.
Yep.
Actually, so that's... Before we say and that's, I actually heard, I don't know if this is just someone making shit up, but it made me laugh. I read it on somewhere. And they were saying that they make their kids sleep, like, fully clothed, because that's how serious they take their storm chasing. Like, if they hear about a storm, they get up, flick the lights on, drag their poor kids out of bed, and go chase tornadoes. That's... How fucking pissed off would you be on, like, Saturday morning if you got woke up at 5 in the morning to go possibly get killed by a force of nature?
If you were a kid, man, that would be fun. Going to look at storms and shit?
No way. You get blown away in a tornado?
They raised these kids to, like, he was saying, like, how he raised them and how he taught them all sorts of different things and stuff like that. So, I don't know. This is a weird family, you know?
Yeah. We haven't heard the last of
them. It would probably be best if a tornado just picked their little SUV up and fired them into a desert.
I agree. Yeah. Fully. Then maybe a sandstorm could come up and blow them somewhere else.
Yeah. Family of lions.
Family of lion liars.
Chew them up.
Yes.
So, are you done with the balloon guy?
I'm done with this. I'm done fucking, with
him.
Fucking,
you know what? I hope we never talk about him again.
We should.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. I don't think we will.
Cool.
Watch tomorrow. Something amazing will happen in the news.
They'll send them up in a balloon.
It turns out they're actually aliens. Could happen. They look like aliens, actually. The little boys, they kind of look like they're Spockies.
Yeah.
What's Spock? Fucking Leonard Nimoy.
Vulcan?
Yeah, that one. Vulcan.
Yep.
Her Nimoy.
So our next topic is about babies.
Babies are powerful.
Babies are indestructible.
Fucking indestructible.
They are like...
Fully.
Yeah. So our first story is actually a local story. It was just happened, I think, like the 21st. And today's what? The 22nd. Yep. So it happened yesterday. A 3-year-old Halifax boy was found safe after he slipped out of his house past a sleeping babysitter and was discovered wandering naked in the middle of the night. Shocked, plainclothes police officers spotted the child running up the ramp to the McDonald Bridge at 1:30 a.m.
Jesus.
He was heading to the bridge at 1:30 a.m.
The first thing here is I found it interesting that it's the sleeping babysitter.
Yeah.
So the babysitter gets paid to go over to somebody's house and just fall asleep with the couch.
And how bad of a babysitter do you have to... Like, you might fall asleep, but you should have shit at least locked up.
Wait, how old was the baby?
Or set up a...
Are they in a crib when they're 3 or no, they're walking around?
I think they're in like in a crib bed.
But then it would still have to open the door and wander down the driveway. And it was heading up the ramp to the bridge. I haven't even done that before. Like, I've never wandered up the ramp, you know?
That's a
genius. That's a naked baby.
A naked baby genius.
That's crazy.
Genius? I wouldn't call walking up an on-ramp a genius thing to
get
do.
That far for a kid and not right. get creamed by a fucking transfer truck. Or,
I'll give you
and
that.
Not only that, but they said when they found the boy, he was unhurt and in good spirits. So, like, this kid was just happily... walking Halifax.
Yeah. He could have been nabbed. Some pedophile read that in the paper and was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Blew my chance. I could have been blowing a kid named Chance.
Yeah. That would be pretty nice. There's a quote that says, it does appear the child was simply able to exit the home undetected. The police contacted the mother who rushed home. The officer said that she was upset, but thankful that her son wasn't hurt.
Wow.
Like, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, exactly.
You're upset, but you're thankful that your son wasn't hurt when it fucking was heading for the bridge that kills grown people jumping off.
Let alone children.
Yeah.
So what you should do if you're a babysitter...
Close
the door, or if you're going to fall asleep, just take a handful of jacks and just leave them outside the kid's bed.
Like a ninja trap.
So if it tries to step out, it just steps on them and wails and doesn't get fire.
Yeah. Fucking just, them rap stars.
Maybe, no, wouldn't get fire.
Wouldn't get fire.
It'd be just a waste of time,
I
think. It'd
be just a waste of time. And they also said that it was a naked baby, so, like, I wonder if it was like, I'm going for a walk, and then he, like, peeled his little thing off, and then he's like, I'm going naked, too.
Like
or if he was just
somebody
naked
on
beforehand.
E, just ripping their clothes off.
You gotta go to the bridge.
I feel so free, I just gotta go to the bridge, man.
Great view from up there, lots of city lights.
Yeah.
All right. So that was our first of 3 indestructible babies. Indestructible, too. But they're indestructible if you want.
All right. Yeah, let's go with that. I like that.
Okay.
Yep.
The next one is a California toddler. This isn't local because California is not even close to Nova Scotia. Is alive after falling 30 feet from an apartment window and landing on concrete and rocks. They said that the 22-month-old boy was alert and crying after the 3-story plunge Sunday that left him with a cut on his abdomen, a bruised lung, and a bump on his head. 3 stories.
And not just concrete, but rocks as well.
Rocks and concrete. Jackie Chan jumps for 3 stories, lands on his feet, and he breaks his ankle.
He's still hurting.
That's crazy.
It definitely is.
Fucking kids, man. Like, I've seen them fall down the stairs, and they get up, and they're like just looking around when they're done. They're like, I don't know, it's amazing.
They are powerful. I wouldn't want to fight a baby.
It says that the boy appeared to have climbed onto furniture near an open window and fell after pushing against the screen.
How does this shit happen? Like, I don't. Maybe I'm just overly cautious, but when I'm around children, like if I'm around my niece, like I'm always watching her. Yeah. Every second, I'm scared that she might bump her head on this or trip on something.
It was warm in the room, and you went to open the door, and we were even worried about the cat getting out onto a deck that it can't escape from. You know,
exactly.
Like that shit. Just like you know, you don't overlook your baby jumping out a window.
I don't know how people do that. And like you hear stories about babies that die in their crib because they get too close to the blinds.
Yeah.
And they get hung in that. Like, where should I put the crib? This has good feng shui. Right by a hangman's noose.
Yeah.
A noose for a baby.
Baby noose, yeah.
Now you expect people to baby proof their house a little bit at least.
Yeah.
Not let him push a screen out and fall three stories.
Maybe the baby committed suicide or was trying to.
Maybe he was
having a miserable
world.
Life.
Yeah.
On the third floor. I want to be on the second floor.
Yeah.
Like an old person.
And
tired
made it to the
of shitting
first floor
himself.
In record time. Wham. Like dropping a watermelon.
Imagine a statement. A baby statement.
What are you implying about dropping a watermelon?
Nothing.
Is it something because I'm black?
No.
You got a problem? Buster?
Buster?
You want to take this outside, Buster?
I'll beat the shit out of you later.
I'll throw you 30 feet off the balcony and you probably will die.
I probably would.
Because you're not a baby.
Exactly. Yeah. I'd be complaining a lot too. Like, I don't like that.
Imagine what you, like, if you looked over the railing and saw the baby down there, you would just assume, like, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
My baby just fell 30 feet.
Well, I mean, you think that's bad. Imagine seeing your baby get hit by a train, which also happened this week.
That did happen, didn't it?
Okay.
Where was that?
It was in Melbourne, Australia, at a train station.
Crikey, that baby's on the train!
Yeah. Crocodile Hunter's dead, I think.
That wasn't Crocodile Hunter. That was just an
Australian accent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. It was a pimp named Dundee. But anyway... It was hit by a train, and it was captured on that security camera, and it was actually strapped in the stroller, and it rolled forward and toppled onto the train tracks. But the thing is, it didn't, like, roll onto tracks. It fell off a ledge, and the baby went face down onto the tracks. Like, you can see the video of it, like, going face first.
Right on his head.
And then
about 10 feet.
Yeah. And then it actually, it survived. It not only survived being, like, the train was coming to a stop, but it was still going at a decent speed.
Yeah.
It survived. Because the carriage it was in got lodged on the front of the train, and it literally just pushed the baby along. So the baby was uninjured.
See,
it got pushed along
it got
the
pushed
railing?
Along. Yep.
That would be amazing advertisement for that particular brand
of carriage.
I thought you were going to say the train.
Yeah.
we'll just push your baby along.
Yeah, we won't run over
babies,
over
that motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty amazing. And yeah, we'll post a video on the forums for all you sick, disgusting animals that wanted to see it. Like
some guy
like
who
all
makes
of
amusement parks is gonna have a great idea. Like strap a giant baby stroller to the front of
front of
a local
train.
Yeah.
Charge $10 and just like go all around the city.
On a monorail. Yeah.
Free visions. Visions of the city, they'll call it.
The woman, like, I don't know if you noticed it. Like, I watched the video a bunch of times because, you know, I like seeing babies get hit by trains. Whatever. She turned the wheels towards the tracks and then let go of it and turned around. Like, that's a bad combination. First of all, I know you can hear a train coming.
Yeah.
Unless
you're...
If
you're holding a baby in a stroller.
Well, not only
that,
but, like, if you have the carriage wheels facing train tracks and you let go, it's going to roll towards the train tracks. It doesn't go sideways. So, you know... Like, and she actually had it sideways originally, and she turned it around and had it so it was facing... So maybe she was trying to murder her baby.
The baby's trying to commit suicide.
Again,
the baby suicide rate is just
it just
very
kicks
high.
The mom and drifts into the trains. So.
But, I mean, even if the stroller was sideways, you don't let it go on beside train tracks. That's kind of a
never.
Stupid thing to do.
No. I wouldn't let go of a hot dog when I was standing near a train track. Because
a
hot
dog would fall on the ground and it would get all dirty. So.
Exactly.
And then you couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
A little bit of gravel on food's all right sometimes. Gives a little bit of grit, I find.
That's
nice
what
texture.
Birds do and dinosaurs used to do, I think. So.
Okay, so Luke's
we're evolving.
I'm just
following his nature, I guess.
I'm basically
pretty
just
much
a bird.
Dinosaur.
Use a bird, you know that!
Ghostface would agree
Stacks
with you.
Knows.
Be ghostal. And then we're going on to from indestructible to quite destructible.
Quite destructible,
quite
yes.
frail. And, I'm going to read this as it was titled when I found it. Man charged over Leona Lewis punch attack.
A punch attack?
It was a punch attack.
He saved up his power meter 3 levels and then did a lot of crazy directions on his controller and left a bunch of shadows behind him and did a punch attack.
Yeah, there was no kicks.
Probably going, oh. Probably Bullrug.
Yeah. One. Two.
Yeah.
So it was a punch attack. And then the actual URL said... This is what it was said, like, it said CNN.com, blah, blah, blah. And it said, Leona Lewis tears, punched face, male fan book signing.html.
That's what it is.
Wow.
Punched face. Punched face. I like that. So anyways, the story is a man has been charged with punching singer Leona Lewis in the head at a book signing in London on Wednesday. Brave Leona Lewis left her house today for the first time since she was punched during a book signing in London on Wednesday. On Wednesday. In London.
In Wednesday. On Wednesday?
Yeah, on Wednesday. In
and London. In Wednesday. Yeah.
Shit. And it's true. Like, they say she's brave for leaving her house. If I got punched in the head, I wouldn't leave my house for, like, fucking 2 months.
At a book signing.
Yeah.
With her my fans. Book signing. Imagine the shock you would be in. You're at a book signing, and a guy hands you the book, and as soon as you take it, he curls his hand into a fist and jams it into a young starlet's face.
Yeah.
Like, she is a beautiful, young, petite, sexy, probably innocent woman. And actually, they haven't released a picture of the guy that did it, did they?
No.
I'm really curious to see what he looked like.
Peter Cowlechuck.
Like 7 foot, 300-pound man.
Peter Cowlechuck, 29, is accused of assaulting the former X Factor winner and has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act. Lewis earlier revealed the horrible shock she suffered after receiving the blow to the head.
I like all the different
shock.
Words.
Yeah.
Did she, like, did he, like, fucking, like, was he...
have a taser?
Yeah, a taser or, like, a car battery or something?
He
like,
had a gauntlet
I don't
shocks.
Know how else you could say that. I mean, a punch to the face, it's not like it would feel good.
Well,
so,
shocking,
shock.
Like...
How much of a wind-up could he have gotten? I mean, you think that there'd be security on either side of her. So as soon as some guy winds up, was it like a little tap?
Yeah, but you can punch someone pretty fast. I think he gave her a good clobbering
it was
because
the Bruce
she's
Lee
wearing sunglasses. She's been wearing sunglasses there. She was for a while, so he...
Also, if you're security, I don't think you'd expect some guy to be punching her in the face.
But you should expect it.
You should, yes, but it's not something you would.
She probably deserves to be punched. Why is she writing a book? What the fuck could she have to say?
It says, we are extremely sad that this event was ruined for her and her fans, many whom have been sitting since the early hours
and
to
never
meet
got to punch her in the face.
Maybe it was a punching line. And
there was two lines.
People were signing autographs, and she's like, what the fuck is this?
I would have waited all morning to see a guy punch her in the face. Like, I would laugh.
It's,
like,
it's
I don't
hilarious.
Condone it, but, like, it happened, and that's funny.
That's my stance on it. That's, like, I felt so awkward when I read the story because I laughed really hard, and I was like, I shouldn't be laughing over a woman getting punched in the face by a meaty man fist. A man took his hand and clobbered her.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't laugh at that, but it's just so...
That's what they do in boxing
it's
matches.
It's so weird.
And he practices boxing faces. Rage into her mouth.
And there's a picture of her here. We have, we'll post it on the forums as
she
usual.
She looks so sad.
She's
like,
crying. She's destroyed.
Yeah.
Her little lip just quivering.
But, I mean, at least she doesn't have, like, a huge bruise on all the side of her face. She may have
Who
a
knows?
Black eye or something, but that's...
It was a punch attack, though, Devin.
Yeah.
So maybe attack. Under those sunglasses are two black eyes. She looks like a raccoon.
Maybe.
Or a panda, which is actually a large raccoon. Didn't we learn that the other episode?
Fail.
We're still arguing over that, I believe.
Yeah, it's still a...
So that's that. We I guess we're going to take a break now.
Yeah.
Because we're going to start taking breaks.
Yeah.
So you can take a break.
That's right.
We'll be back shortly with some special things to tell you about, such as South African horse.
There might be ninjas involved, too.
There's going to be ninjas involved. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back.
All right.
Yes.
Yo, what up? It's Scalabrini, your favorite overweight ginger kid, braces-wearing rap superstar from Newfoundland. And you're chilling with my man Luke James, Derek Gordon, the boys over at Background Noise. RedMatterSite.com, you know how it is. Check me out at MySpace.com/ScalabriniMusic. Some promo plugging for your ass. Now I gotta get back to this hot turkey sandwich. My mom's got on to go upstairs, so just check that shit out, you know what I mean?
Peace.
All right, we're back.
Hi.
What's up, Luke?
Hi, Derek.
You good over there?
Hi, guys.
So we're going to jump into some whores.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Fun. On the air, like just bring some whores down.
Yeah, yeah.
That would make for an interesting listen.
Oh, goodness. We'd need some video and some pictures.
We wouldn't need much money, though, would we?
No, probably only like $7 a piece.
Yeah, where would we get those ones from?
I think we'd get them from South Africa.
Tell me more about that.
Okay, basically, the calls are growing for South Africa to legalize prostitution ahead of next year's Football World Cup in an effort to limit the HIV infection among the millions of the fans visiting the country for the tournament. So basically, they want to register the prostitutes and make it legal so that they can keep an eye on who has diseases and who doesn't, so that people aren't dying.
So which, you can pick if you want to have sex with a whore who has AIDS.
Yeah.
I think I'll go with the
it's
herpes.
It's a price difference.
They have a menu.
You get coupons. You get to fuck one without herpes and then
one
couple with HIV.
And you get a handful of Valtrex to help you with your warts and such.
Oh, my. Well, so, I think that's... I mean, it's not really the ideal solution,
yeah.
but I think it's better than just having them all just head out and
exactly.
gallivanting
over.
You know what? The first time I heard it, I'm like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, that's actually like... Your two options would kind of be like... The Iron Fist method, which would be like, this can't happen, nobody can do this, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But this way is kind of like, listen, we know you're going to, you know, have sex with these prostitutes. They're going to make money out of it. I see Luke just fucking smiling over there. He loves yeah. this idea. You're gonna live in South Africa next month. I know it.
Yeah, they're a lot cheaper than the ones around here.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
Yeah, $14 and up in Nova Scotia.
$14? You must be getting a bad deal.
Yeah. Well,
I get two for ten.
I'm not a, you know,
aficionado.
Yeah,
de la prostitutes.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it. So, yep. So I don't know. It's an interesting idea, and like I can't say for sure which I agree with. Like I kind of like that they're.
Legalize prostitution.
Is, if they came down and tried to like just completely stop everything, it just wouldn't work.
No,
I mean that's what they really try and do now is just to stop it. And it's obviously going to take way more resources than what they have to get this done. So.
Think about it, though. They have a juicy hole in the middle of their body that they get paid money for a man to shove fleshy things inside of it.
Yeah, fingers,
and they get paid
penis,
money.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know, maybe a microphone up there. Conduct a little interview. Yeah. Maybe there's a little baby in there if they're pregnant.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then they also, there's a statistic saying that 50% of the prostitutes in South Africa are infected with some sort of a disease.
Wow.
Wow.
50%.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Those aren't good odds.
No, that's pretty bad.
Unless you want to catch some shit. Yeah. Get some sympathy points.
I'd pay $7 to not get a disease.
To not get it?
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'd pay $7 to stay away from people that had diseases.
$7? Like, I saw the news story, and they're pretty broke down looking. $7 is about the right price.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They have that short hair. They just look like they just
Luke's short hair. He doesn't like short hair.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's the first thing he notices.
Can't stand it. You're getting a blowjob from one of them. Looks like Eddie Murphy is going down on you or some other black gentleman.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence maybe.
Martin Lawrence possibly. Let's just list some off.
Yeah.
Cuz all these bitches have no hair.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Wanda Sykes for sure.
Grow some hair. Damn it.
Or the biggest deterrent they could use is just saying to everyone that does go there for the cup,
just show a picture.
50% of these people don't have or have some sort of a disease. You know, you might not, like, trust me, you don't want to try this. You know, that's a scare tactic, but it's going to fucking work for a lot of people.
Just have a poster of one of these disgusting bitches, and then they'll just be like, oh, I think you're onto something. I don't want to spend money for that.
Yeah, $7. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't see, like, I guess football fans love...
Well, they get all drunk and they get all riled up afterwards, and they just want to, you know, get in the nappy dugout, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it.
That's
really?
Gross.
Yep, the nappy dugout.
I like it.
Wow.
Black girl's vagina.
But then, at least if they said, hey, 50% of these people have diseases, you know, so, yeah, have fun. If you can get away with it and not get arrested and not get a disease, then good
then
for you.
Then you deserve to go through with it.
And then if someone, you know, comes back from the World Cup and they have, like, they die... Because they have some sort of a disease, they can say, I told you so.
Told you so.
Just in that voice.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to be in that voice.
Yeah. Told you so.
If you say, I told you so, they could get a singing chorus of people, I told you so, I told you so.
Exactly.
It'd be much better. Pointing fingers in and out as they say it.
Mm-hmm.
May as well. A choir, perhaps.
Yeah.
Dress them up in gowns.
Yes.
Yes.
And get a little
like
organ, maybe.
So where in the world is prostitution legalized? They're trying to do it there. Vegas...
Yeah, the Bunny Ranch. I saw a little show about the Bunny Ranch. You go in, and all the girls line up, and you actually, they have a menu, and it says what every girl does, and you pick the type of girl you want. And you know what? I think prostitution should just be legal, for the most part, because people are going to do it.
Yeah.
And it's probably the women who are against it more than the men.
Well, not
because that's where all their power lies.
Yeah.
It's in that juicy hole in the middle of their body. Trust
not
me.
Their belly button either.
Not their belly button.
I don't know. I can understand it, them having to legalize it over there, but I don't think it should be legalized.
Yeah, just for the world, like even just for the World Cup.
Just
like,
for the World Cup, it's a whole extravaganza.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I just think people are going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Find a way to kind of control it, make it safer for the whores.
Safer
that are out
for,
there.
For people to get safer so they don't everybody. Get diseases. And so that these people that are getting fucked, literally, are making some money, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, right now, a lot of people can't get jobs. And, you know, if that's, like, some guys will climb on your roof and shingle your shits. And so, you know.
Shingle your shits.
And so if spreading an asshole is another way of using your body to make money, then we'll have to look into this.
More power to
Devin is completely disgusted at me right now.
I know.
He's like, oh,
I've
my
seen
God.
Him shaking
yeah.
his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
yeah.
do you think the daily income is over there for those people that aren't doing this? Which is everybody else is making money.
So for one prostitute who's getting paid $7 a fuck?
Yeah, like what do you think anybody else who's actually working, like not being a prostitute, would make?
Not much.
I don't know.
And they probably don't get to keep the whole $7 because I think it goes to the pimp and then the bottom bitch gets to oh, yeah.
even
out.
Even out. If they even get paid, most of them probably don't get paid. Most of them probably just get punched in the teeth,
yeah.
a bunch
yeah.
of chiclets in their mouth, and then the John runs off.
Speaking of that, weren't you telling me about a story where, like, in one country where, like, if girls' titties aren't firm enough, they get slapped in the face?
Yeah, in Somalia, they're whipping girls. They're trying to, like, outlaw Wonder Bras and padded bras, which I'm not really against.
Yeah.
Because I've been with some girls who have a padded bra on, and it looks amazing. And then you take it off, and it's just like,
whoa,
where did they go?
Titties. What, the?
What happened to those? Did wow. you take your tits off? I thought it was just your bra.
Wow.
Put it back on.
You so in Somalia, me. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, they're whipping them.
The pirates. If
they say it's best to be either big and firm or flat. So they want it all or nothing at all.
Yeah.
Like that wow. hit song by, yeah. who was it? NSYNC or 98 Degrees? One of those boy bands? Sure. All or nothing at all.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about, but it could be any of those.
I think it was like five white guys with gelled hair might have sang it.
Yeah, that narrows
maybe.
It down to
that narrows it down to everyone.
Turtleneck sweaters, possibly.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep your tits in check if you go to Somalia.
Yeah.
You'll be catching a whipping across
if you're not
your
getting
face.
Beat and, like, pillaged and raped by pirates, you're going to get slapped across your face for having
terrible,
you know,
tits,
horrible, terrible ties.
Yeah.
So now we're going to jump from South Africa to
Connecticut.
Vernon, Connecticut. Police in Connecticut arrested a man in ninja garb who was allegedly waving nunchucks and talking about wanting to beat up politicians.
Fair enough.
See, they can say what all they say what all they want about him.
Shit,
they can say what all they want about him. But that guy was just like, he wasn't hiding anything. He was doing what he wanted to do. Like, there's no death threats. There's no sneaky. This dude was out swinging nunchucks, dressed like a ninja, saying he wanted to fight John.
But that's
Lieberman.
So not ninja-like.
Yeah, ninja's supposed to be stealthy.
Yeah, they're supposed to be all stealthy and stuff. And
he's
he
a
30-year-old
white guy named Garland Eastman. I don't think
oh,
he's
okay.
a ninja.
All right.
But investigators said they received numerous reports of a man in a ninja costume waving nunchucks Sunday on a street corner. The man was shouting about his desire to beat up U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman and other subjects. Other subjects, too, apparently, he was shouting about. They said the man became cooperative when he saw police officers with beanbags and taser guns.
There's not much quicker way
yeah.
to make someone cooperate
yeah.
than to pull out taser guns and beanbags.
He's not a very good ninja, though, like they said.
No.
Like
he's no. getting defeated by beanbags.
Beanbugs. You plant them and they grow.
Little beetles in the bottom of your beanbag.
Yeah.
Be careful for beanbugs.
But I mean, I can't say that dressing up like a ninja and swinging nunchucks doesn't cross my mind whenever something bugs me, you know?
Why not? It's a good way to get your point across.
Exactly. Like, if you come out here...
Is he waving the nunchucks or swinging them?
Waving. He wasn't waving
like,
at people.
Hey, guys,
like,
I get these nunchucks.
Check this
I
out.
I can do some stuff, but you're not going to see it.
I say that they should bring Joe Lieberman out of his house.
And have a nunchuck fight.
And have a nunchuck fight with the ninja.
Give him a sword. Make it interesting.
Or like...
let him pick a weapon,
yeah,
at least. Because he's an old man, isn't he?
Yeah.
I believe.
Either way, it's going to be two old white dudes swinging nunchucks. Which is just not going to look good at all.
I don't know. I'd fucking pay to see that.
I would definitely.
If there's a pay-per-view and I could watch that.
A ninja versus a senator?
Man, they'd hit themselves more than they hit the other person.
That could be
interesting. Swing
the
nunchuck around and hit themselves in the face.
There's only two people that are good with nunchucks, and it's Michelangelo and Bruce Lee.
And
Maxie
from Soul Calibur.
And Maxie from Soul Calibur.
I actually tried to use nunchucks before, and man, they fucking hurt. As soon as you try to do a little swing around the back of your head, once you do that once, you will never do it again.
Smash yourself in
the
nose.
So I would also pay to see these guys do that.
Yep. You might even catch the odd one in the balls.
Are there real ninjas anywhere anymore? And if there are, what do they think about the commercialization of just ninja everything?
I'd say if they're...
Probably not concerned.
Real ninjas? Come on now.
I mean, about my realist ninjas.
They'd like try and jump out of a tree or something at somebody and they just shoot them in the face.
No, it's the art of ninjutsu. Come on. It's not like full out ninjas like they're flying around with like ninja stars, but like guys that practice like ninjutsu, like they move in silence and
yeah, they're shadowy figures.
Shadowy figures that
they're blade wielding masters of the night. Yeah.
Just like Shadow from Final Fantasy III, whatever.
Yeah.
And his dog, Interceptor.
Interceptor. You just throw that out there.
I
wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
I can't go against that.
Yeah. More ninjas on street corners. Like, when I saw this, I was just like, it said ninja arrested on street and on Connecticut street corner. I'm like, we got to bring that up.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I'd be very, I'd be more anxious to hear what a ninja has to say than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lieberman must go down.
Exactly.
He's so much more interesting than just someone holding a picket sign.
Yeah, or like a fat old cranky lady with like one of those megaphones. Yeah. Come out. Like, no, send a ninja in at him.
Well, look at the media attention it's got.
Yep.
I mean, one guy in a ninja suit, and now he's done more than a lot of protesters have.
So to advertise, Devin, you should start sewing up some ninja suits.
Yep. All right. I will do that.
And we'll just be ninjas. We'll just stand. If we walked around dressed as ninjas with red matter hours on.
Yeah. And you can't get
in a hot air balloon. In a hot air balloon.
You'll be gone. Yeah. You're going around the world in 79 days, remember? You'll come back and be like, so how was it, guys? You'll have a bunch of bumper stickers all over your stupid balloon. You'll have all these pictures of you hugging a different colored child from every area.
Yeah. This is when I touched down in fucking Egypt.
Here I am with
some black guy from Australia.
Oh, jeez. You bring us back all kinds of gifts in your little hot air balloon. Yeah.
These Kiwis are from Australia as well.
Oh my. That would be tasteful for him to bring us back Kiwis.
I'd be very happy. It'd be tasty. It'd
be tasty. The 30-year-old was bringed to Rockville General Hospital for psychiatric evaluation.
Makes sense.
Is there something wrong with this guy, guys?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'd dress up as a ninja and act like an asshole.
We can't get arrested for it. I say we go for it. We're trying to, you know, spread the word of the podcast.
Who is it we want to yell obscenities about?
Oh, no, we don't got to yell obscenities.
Yeah, we should.
I have one of the extra ninja masks upstairs from Mortal Comedy, so
put that on.
If you guys want to.
Okay. We got to think of somebody we hate. Oh, there's someone that we're going to mention later that we hate.
Yes.
We'll save that for later. We hate this person.
I think we're pretty much done with the ninja, unless anyone has anything else to say. Shurikens?
Nope.
Ninja stars?
I think we're done with ninjas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until next week when we'll, we might talk about ninjas again.
We might mention ninjas.
So speaking of people that fly around through the air and twist and spin and do all sorts of awesome stuff.
And land most of the time.
Oh, this guy landed, all right. a Cirque du Soleil performer has died in Montreal Hospital after suffering head injuries when he fell off a trampoline while training on Friday. The Cirque issued a statement that Alexander Zurov, a Ukrainian in his 20s, had died. The accident happened during regular training session at a Montreal facility where the troupe rehearses for shows. The Cirque said it would not make any further comments since a coroner's inquiry into the death is underway, and that they will cooperate fully with the investigation. So, like,
they're trying to figure out how he died. Even
yeah, exactly.
He fell through the air and
he bounced off a trampoline and landed on his head. Like, they're gonna go around and interview people and they'll be like, "Oh, yeah." He bounced up in the air, when he was up, he did like three spins. And when he wasn't gonna land on the back on the trampoline, and
what he had
is this
did.
Gonna be on TV?
Yes. So anyway, they're interviewing Mitch Hedberg, apparently.
Yep.
Don't they like interview these people before they hire them? No, you can. What can you do? Yeah, okay, go over there.
Oh shit. So he wasn't part of the group yet? He was just being hired? Is that what?
No, he was part of the group. He just hadn't been there very long.
Oh, okay. Well then.
He wanted
he
to
obviously
be a
had done
off.
That before.
Yep.
Alexander's
he
such
was
a
20
show
though.
Off.
20 years old. You know, actually,
well, I mean, honestly, you're not going to get like a 45-year-old trampoline artist that's
I don't know, well, man. The great flying Giuseppe.
Yeah.
he's amazing. You might even say he's great. I just love that fucking name. Whenever I can say Giuseppe, yeah. I'm going to name my kid Giuseppe.
I'm going to name my kid Giuseppe, too. Thanks. But, you know, that's the risk that comes with the job, you know? If you're going to bounce a fucking 600 feet in the air on a trampoline with your stupid bouncy ass.
You almost deserve to land on your cranium.
Well, I mean, it you know, like just like any other job, like a professional wrestler, like you might land on your neck, you might die.
You might be draws. Yeah.
You might be draws.
Deal out round might shatter your spine.
With a running powerbomb.
Where with wrestling and whatnot, you have like a split second to go, oh crap, I'm about to get, you know, destroyed.
This guy
isn't here. Like, he's falling through the air. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
He had, like, 10 seconds of fear.
Yeah.
He was in the air. He had 10 seconds to think about how he was going to die. As he was plummeting towards the earth, he was just like, oh, shit. What can I do? He's trying to think what he can do.
And while he's up there.
Spin, apparently.
No.
While he's up there, he can see the entire view of Cirque du Soleil. So he sees, like, lions jumping through hoops and, like, kids laughing and someone buying cotton candy as he plummets to his death.
And he sees everybody looking in shock, though. Yeah, like, everybody's watching like, him like,
no!
They're looking at him shaking their head.
You're nowhere near the trampoline.
There's no way this motherfucker's going to
land. He's going to land on the trampoline.
On the trampoline or on his feet. He's going to land. They actually, they thought he was part of the contortionist act when he was lying down.
When they were done, they just stuffed him in a box.
Oh my God.
He fits.
They put him in a clown car.
Yeah.
And he drove off.
For real though, thank God this was like in training and not like a live show.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God.
That would you so get what you paid for there.
Yeah.
Apparently his life is worth like $17 plus tax.
What are some other ways you might die in the circus? There's plenty.
If you were like a animal breeder, like a gorilla breeder or something, you might get your fucking head ripped off by the king of the jungle or something. Yep.
Or you're putting your head in a lion's jaws.
Yeah.
One of those lions is bound to just say, fuck this. There's food in my mouth right now.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of jumping through fiery hoops
on
31-1, if you remember.
I honestly don't know of many jobs in the circus that would be safe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, even
that's
clown.
Why they get jobs in the circus. Is because they're fucking not capable of doing anything with their brain, so they just go and risk their life.
Just two circles in the air.
Okay, now we've lost all of our circus performer audience.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Sorry.
The great Giuseppe is never going to listen to us again. Why'd they make fun of the Giuseppe? I've been doing this for years. I swing, I do a couple of circles, a couple of spirals, I land on my feet. No big deal.
Yeah, he does land on his feet. He's old. And he's still kicking. So.
Most of them have the great or the amazing before their name.
Yeah.
What the fuck did this guy have?
The falling. Yeah. No, he didn't have great or amazing because he was 20. He never got it to great.
Imagine it. Alexander the falling, and that's just what he does. He's not good at all. He just bounces on a trampoline and then plummets to the earth.
Yeah, that was actually like his like...
his act.
No, yeah, exactly. It's like, I can only do this once, so this is what I'd be doing. All right.
And then he
Alexander
and then he's out of commission for like 5 months, and then he comes back and he does one show again. And he's just putting his body on the line.
Like Super Dave Osborne.
Yep.
Pretty much.
He's a death defier.
But, I mean, like, I have a trampoline in my backyard that I love to jump on. And I remember one time I did a cartwheel and I, like, flipped off it and I, like, landed on like, a patio chair face first. And I thought I was going to die for about a couple seconds. I wasn't, and this dude's flying through the air. So, like, trampolines, you're either going to stay up and down bouncing on them or you're going to fall off them.
Yeah.
It's 50-50.
Pretty much. Those people are crazy, though. Like, swinging from trapezes.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if someone just finished eating, like, a greasy burger.
Yeah.
And you swung through the air and you went to grab onto their hands and it just slipped. Just because they had to have a Big Mac before they went out. And then you plummet. And
he ate it up top. And then,
As he's swinging, he has it in his mouth. Wait a minute.
And then on Looney Tunes, they always did that one where they jumped off the high diving board and landed into the small glass.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from.
I don't think anyone can
actually
do that.
No, I don't think so.
You're thinking of... The mini Marcello.
What?
That's his name.
Is it?
Yeah, he's partners with the great Giuseppe.
Oh.
Mini Marcello.
Okay.
He's just very small. The Thimble Man, they call him.
Okay.
They just shove him in small places.
He's the Thimble Man.
That's all he does. He's the Thimble Man.
Wow.
Nicely played.
Yes. So we have more deaths on the way.
Wow. We have all kinds of
deaths. We actually have three deaths within a 20-minute span. And I don't mean on the show. I mean like a 20-minute span of real life. Like, three people died. And it was not doing circus acts. It was actually... three runners died Sunday during the Detroit Free Press and Flagstar Marathon in Detroit, Michigan. All three deaths occurred between 9 and 9:20 a.m. A man in his 60s fell and hit his head. A man in his 60s fell and hit his head during a marathon and died.
That's, like, the worst way to die.
Yeah.
In your obituary. He fell.
He's running a marathon and he fell and hit his head.
He tripped over an ice cream cone.
What?
He hit his head on a cinder block.
When was this in the marathon? Like, was it the first in the marathon at the end?
It says all three collapsed near the end of the race.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, if it was at the first, that would be way worse.
Yeah,
like you just started off the race, you fall and you hit your head.
Yeah. No, he got some running in, so he was his heart was pumping.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he died, because it squirt blood out of his head like crazy.
See a little fountain.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not the only person that died during this marathon.
Two other men.
Two other men, ages 36 and 26, also collapsed during the race and were pronounced dead at the hospital. That's three people dying in a 20-minute span in a single marathon race.
It was deadly. I heard they had like spike pits they had to jump over.
Yeah.
Home alone traps. They had like a big piece of lumber that would swing down and you had to duck and roll.
Yep.
It was very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
They had rabid raccoons that were just running the marathon the opposite way. You had to try and jump over them and not get clawed.
Yep.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
You turn it into a video game.
Basically. Or like an episode of MXC. Don't get eliminated. Now go.
Oh, so, it was terrible. He fell and hit his head.
Yep.
So bad.
Yeah.
Loving father of three.
Yeah.
Hit his noggin.
And died.
That was it.
I wonder, like, I don't know. It might have been a competition. Like, the 60-year-old fell and bashed his head and died. And then the two guys that were running beside him got jealous. And
set a trap.
They just died.
One of them was eating a banana peel.
Yeah.
And they just threw it down. It made the Mario Kart sound.
Yeah. Yeah. He lost a balloon.
He lost a fucking balloon, all right.
Yeah.
The big one, the one that matters. He crushed his head down.
Yeah.
Poor man.
Yeah. So you know, remember, if you're one of those health nuts, you know, if you're running helmets. Around, you could die.
Well, it's been said that marathons are not healthy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, running that long and putting that much strain in your body is just not good.
I think the Kenyans and Nigerians would disagree.
Yeah.
That's who they win it every time, don't they? Is it really? The Kenyans or Nigerians?
Yeah.
Because they have to like run to get water.
Plus, if you guys ever been to Detroit, I would run forever if I was in Detroit.
Yeah, really. You have a lot of good reasons. 8 Mile. Just throwing that out there. Yeah. I have nothing to say.
We'll watch the
I'm
movie
sorry.
Later and
yeah.
call it a night. But all three collapsed at the end of the race. Before they brought them to the hospital, they dragged their dead bodies across the finish line so that they could be buried with their prize ribbons.
What?
Okay, I made the last part up.
Okay,
they put them up on the pedestal.
Yeah. They're just, first, second, and third, three fucking hanging bodies.
They're just awkwardly draped over and slumped. Yep.
And everyone's cheering for them.
And they pour champagne all over their bodies, since obviously they can't pop it.
Yep.
Because they're dead.
And then they bury them with their first, second, and third place prize ribbons.
I wonder if they buried them all together just because.
Yeah.
People do weird things like that.
Save money.
So they can run across the gates of heaven together.
That's terrible.
That was a moment of silence.
Yeah, that brought everyone completely speechless.
Well, I think speechless is a good thing because we're going to take a break right now and we're going to collect ourselves because all those people dying in that marathon. Wow. I'm shook.
Upsetting.
All right,
I'm
be
a
back.
Shook one.
We got a couple fun stories. One is a local story that we can't wait to talk about, so stick around.
Yes.
All right, so we're in studio. We have a quick little... I actually just caught up with someone that I think it's Louise. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? What are you saying, man?
I don't know. I'm doing good. How are you doing? I heard some bad stuff.
I got an ice cream cold and a runner for my army. Anything to be in the place that want to harm me. You know what I say? It's just that drink, baby.
But you are going to jail, right? That's what I was
saying. No thing, man. I can wheezy a baby. You know what I'm saying? I got all kinds of money, man. Young moolah, baby.
Wow. Okay, so I read that you had a gun on your tour bus.
No, man. I have no gun, man. I have no gun, man. It's lying, man.
Well, the police actually found one.
It wasn't mine, baby. I don't know nothing. I pleaded fifth, man.
Actually, no. You pleaded guilty. So
yeah, I plead guilty.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah.
And you also have some drug charges that might be...
I don't do drugs.
Well,
I just do the drag. Drink the little purple stuff, you know what I'm saying? Kiss the nigga level, you know what I'm saying?
Well.
Yeah. It's alright though, man. I go to jail and get all kinds of people, man. People trying to say, they don't even know, you know what I'm saying?
So... Do you think there's actually a chance that you might get fucked in jail? Like, you're kind of a little guy.
Yeah, I might get fucked. It doesn't really matter, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, man, you know.
It doesn't matter?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man? You come around here, man, and meet the Magayagi, and all the people hate them, all the garment and the rhyming. They're the middle one, they're the widow. Oh, man, the widow.
Wait, I just got to... I just got to cut you out for a second because I didn't think you'd stop. But
That's dope.
We might release that while you're in prison.
It's why I make my money. It don't matter where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I got money around the world.
There's some people saying that you're not as much of a gangster as you claim to be.
No, man, I'm a gangster, man. How I grow born and raised, man. How I grow born and raised, man.
Hollywood?
Yeah, how I grow, man. New Orleans, you know what I'm saying, Daddy? Oh, cash money.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know, I guess you got a couple CDs coming up before you go to jail.
I don't know, man. Flizzle flazzle. Okay. Man, you say that. I just made that shit up, man. Flizzle flazzle. Okay. I gotta go, then.
All right, take it easy.
Flizzle flazzle, man. Beetle juice.
That was Lil Wayne.
Donald Drank all day.
Was that retarded or what?
We're back. That was a little interview that I caught up with Wheezy, whatever.
It might have been him.
We don't know.
For legal reasons, we don't know if it was him or not.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But Zachy has a secret for us.
Zachy has a secret.
Let me keep this one to myself. But you guys know Dave Chappelle?
I know him, yeah.
Wait, who's Dave Chappelle again?
He's the brown man that's...
Oh, the brown man that tells the jokes.
Yep.
I like Negro humor.
Me too.
He's been gone for like 2-3 years after he stopped doing the Chappelle show.
Yep.
And ran to Africa.
He made a surprise appearance last night at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood.
Yep.
5-hour set.
Five hours. I saw probably 3 minutes of it, and it was actually quite hilarious.
It was. Oh, yeah? But you perform, Luke.
Five hours.
It's so hard.
He can perform for 5 hours. Like fellatio, but...
Zingage.
Sorry.
Wow.
Apologize.
Yeah.
I hope they release it on DVD, or he's got to be doing a new tour. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Five hours, man.
Five hours of material.
That's good to hear he's back doing stuff, man.
Yep. He was talking a lot about, in the clip that I saw, he was talking about how people were saying, giving him advice of, don't worry, Dave, try this, and, how nobody knows what he was going through, and he was making light of it and having a blast. You know, back to old Dave.
That's what good comedians do, too. I find my favorite comedians are the ones who have problems, and they talk about it. That's why Richard Pryor was so amazing. He had a crack pipe blow up in his face, and he came back to perform, and he's like, I got a secret to tell you guys. And everyone just started laughing because they knew he was going to get into that, and he just went in on that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Admit your faults.
Yeah.
No, Derek, seriously.
Admit my faults?
Admit your faults.
How about next week? Because we don't have
You don't have any time. Faults. That's why you're such a good friend.
You need to make a list.
Yeah.
I'll make a list of why you're Check such a twice. Good friend.
That'd be great. I need a little upper. So, that's cool.
That's all I want to say. So, just beware that Chappelle is coming back.
Good. I wish he'd bring Chappelle's show back.
Me too. You know, when I heard he fled over to Africa to, collect himself, people were pissed at him. You know what? If you're about to break down...
I wasn't pissed at him, man.
Me neither, dude. Take off.
Exactly.
Yeah. If people, want you so bad that you can't do anything like a normal human, get away, you know? You have enough money. You can turn down millions of dollars because you have millions of more, where that came from. So
your health is more important,
obviously. I heard he was
hooked
on WoW. He was playing a lot of World of Warcraft.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Could you imagine you're playing that on the microphone? You hear Dave Chappelle. It's like, what? It doesn't sound like that, but you know what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the guy doesn't owe us anything. So if he needs to take some time, take as much time as he wants.
Wait a minute. Maybe he went to South Africa.
Yes.
Think of all the whores he could buy with all those millions. He could just buy every woman there.
Yeah, just buy the whole city.
A beach. Strip! A beach full of
women. I'm rich, bitch! Is what he would say, obviously.
So we're going to switch from the most talented racial
comedian
to kind of a racial subject because, we are a little bit racist over here.
Guys.
Well, I am. Sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good.
To you. We are to each other.
Yep.
But the story is a justice of peace in Louisiana has drawn widespread criticism for refusing to issue a marriage license to an interracial couple. And he says that he has no regrets in his decision, saying it's kind of hard to apologize for something that you really, truly feel down in your heart is correct.
Yeah. He says he doesn't he worries about the children. He said is his biggest concern. Mixed race children.
See, what?
Which are usually the most beautiful people.
Yeah.
Haley Norman.
It's true.
It is. They get all those good features.
Good features from different.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know if these two would make a pretty baby because they're kind of fucking ugly.
Looking at the picture of them,
she looks like if Vanna White was at the bottom of a lake for 3 months. And I don't know.
I can see it.
And she rose from the dead, perhaps on a Hallow's Eve.
Yeah. And the man looks like he got the night off from the fucking bowling alley. He's the type of dude that like he likes the bowling alley. He's not going to quit because
he's humble.
Working there.
He likes spraying the shoes. He likes the smell. Exactly. He steals some and he sprays under his underarms and never buys deodorant.
And he's really good at the machine that with the claw that you can get the teddy bears.
Oh,
he's
so good.
Does he have a mullet in here or is that just a shadow?
That's like a frelet.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I had at one point when I had my a little perm and I had long hair.
Oh, yeah?
Silky brown days.
Oh, yes.
A little bit.
But he says that he didn't marry them because he was afraid they were going to make mulatto babies. They were going to make brown babies. Doesn't, like, first of all, like, that has nothing to do with the marriage, you know? Like,
yeah.
You marry them, and, you know, like, if they are going to have a baby later, you can jump in the bedroom while they're going at it and hold a stop sign up or something. But
stop.
No yeah. more. But, you know, you're just marrying them, so. But, I mean, he's a southern dude. He's got that drawl.
He looks like
a racist.
He looks like a racist man.
Exactly. And, like, I don't think any of us are really that surprised that in the southern states, there's still racist people.
I saw Mississippi Burning.
Yeah.
That scene, I forget what exactly is happening, but they're running through a grassy field and, like, all the white people are trying to chase them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still
don't
find
give me any ideas, Luke.
I'll give you a fucking idea.
You better
make
give me
my salad.
I find it weird to see this, to see this nowadays because, I mean, we make light of racism a lot on here, and it's not like we're actually serious about any of it. No. But then whenever it actually comes down to, like, a legit person being seriously racist, it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you care? Why would you bother wasting your time being mad about something like that?
People that are racist are often the stupidest fucking people. Like,
They're
really, really dumb. Like, they just probably, their parents beat it into them, and their parents probably also did a ton of drugs and were drinking while they were born. You know, just based on how many teeth they have, but you know, like that's just, you know, the southern states are kind of fucked.
So that's,
I mean,
that's the new racism scale: how many teeth they have.
How many teeth they have? Yeah,
you could kind of go on that.
Yeah,
possible. The funny thing I found about this story is the wife of the guy that denied them asked the lady. She said, "Is this an interracial marriage?" And she said, "Yeah." Are you or your husband black?
Yeah.
And you look at this woman, and she is lily white. Like you said, she looks like she's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
And she just
and if you look
up.
At the guy, well. He doesn't really look like a white man.
No,
not really.
Unless he was very, very tanned, or perhaps very, very tanned.
Very, very, very tanned.
Very, very
yeah.
Three varies.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
Yep.
No, it's too bad that's still going on, man. Like, it's like I said, it's a waste of time to be worried and upset over things like that.
And you watch the interview with the actual, like, the guy that was going to marry them and stuff, and you see, like, the look on his face, he's so uncertain. His eyes are batting around. He looks like a big, dumb old man. And, you know, like, as a priest, he's probably just ready to race out of that room and jam a little kid's dick in his mouth or something.
Well, I don't... He's not a priest, is he? He's, like, a justice of the peace. Yeah, that's a little different.
He marries people. He blows kids.
Yeah.
As far as Derek's concerned. Yeah.
Anything more official than me means you blow children. Doctors, teachers, policemen, whatever.
Takes all kinds.
Yep. So, I mean, that's pretty awful.
It is.
I'm not going to lie. Like, if there's some people that deserve a good smack in the face, and I think that guy's probably
that
one
man
of,
may. And he's adamantly saying that he's not racist because he performs ceremonies for black people, black couples, and he's, like, involved in the black community, he said, and stuff, but he just doesn't approve of that. But that's just, like, I don't get it. Like, it kind of leaves me a little speechless because it's
almost
like even
if he kept kept talking, you kind of start to see where he's coming from almost because it just seems too stupid to not get like where are you
stupid like I can't get it.
I don't know. So
little fun fact: apparently, in 1967 is when there was like a legal where they tossed out the limitations on marriage as far as race goes.
Yeah,
it was in Virginia. So
wow.
Since 1967, it's been all right.
Well, not in his book.
So you and Shaquita are all set, Derek.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Shaquita's a nice guy. But they're having they're having problems with gay marriages still. So
she's a lady, man.
Oh. Ugh. All right.
Well.
Sweet. But, you know, I mean, for me personally, like, I can't speak on this because, you know, I am a white guy. You know, like, I have it
you
pretty
are.
Good.
You
I'm,
are
I'm
white.
A lucky dude. So, you know, like, for me personally, like, if I ever was going to get married and the guy said, I don't marry people named Derek, I'd be like, all right, fuck you. I'll go find someone else.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't take it too personally. And I hope that's the direction we're going in. It's like, don't let some dumb racist or some stupid people, you know, don't take them seriously because they're just dumb.
And I like how they didn't blow it out of proportion so much because they're just a happy couple. They just wanted to get married.
Yeah.
In the interview, they're very calm and collected, and they acknowledge how foolish it is.
Yeah.
But they don't go crazy and like get shopped and on the phone. Yeah. You know, like they handle it very respectfully, which is
good.
It's good.
But they are trying to get his job. Like they're trying to get him fired.
Yeah. Well, he should be fired.
Yeah.
It's just
Now
that it's out in the media, somebody's going to run with it, and it's going to be a huge thing again, which is not great.
Got to say, they make an ugly couple, though.
It's horrible.
No matter what the races are. She looks like she's about 6'5", might play for the L.A. Sparks. Is that a WNBA team? Yep. Does a WNBA exist anymore?
Oh, yeah. It really does. Sparks are definitely... Yeah.
Oh, it's like basketball, except without all the excitement.
Yeah.
And it's ugly so girls.
Bad. It's so bad.
All right.
Yeah, it's true.
No, it's definitely true. It's worse than, like... I don't like any other sports, but I'd rather watch any other sport than WNBA. Basketball. And I love basketball. Like, I don't miss a single game.
And people argue that it's the fundamentals. It's the passing and the shooting.
No.
Which you get in the NBA, which is faster and better. And you get dunks and
they,
such.
They actually, like, I don't know. It's just so frail and shitty. Like, whatever, you know. They got their own league. Good for them. Have fun.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. So we're gonna bust into a local story.
Yes.
Hold up.
Go for it. Earl Shadbolt's house was gutted by a fire in April, and his insurance company paid for an apartment while his house was being fixed, and the apartment didn't allow dogs. So a neighborhood woman who claims out of the goodness of her heart and a member of the same church as him agreed to look after his dog, Willie. And then when he finally got to move back into his home, the woman wouldn't give him his dog back.
Oh, I hate her. I've read this story, and it really chaps my hide.
Yep. He's a 75-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
His house burnt. She claimed that she did this out of the goodness of her heart, and now she's holding it ransom. She wants $1,700 to pay for all the stuff that she had to get for the dog and stuff. And he even offered her $1,200, which is like, come on,
a lot of money.
If you take a dog under your wing, that's something you're doing, you know, because the guy lost his house. He's a 75-year-old man,
and it's weird because you have a wing.
Yeah, he might even have two wings.
Might even. Well,
it would be one thing if she said at the very first, I'll take the dog on the condition that you pay for all of the expenses. Mm-hmm. But whenever you say, I'll take care of it for a while you get yourself back on your feet, you know, that's completely different.
And saying you did it out of the goodness of your heart and then holding it ransom, like, we see these quotes, like, we come to the conclusion that this lady, which I'm going to say her name because she's local and fuck her. Her name is...
Nogler,
I don't think
it?
I have it here.
I believe it was Nogler.
Yeah, it was Nogler.
Yeah.
Her last name was Nogler. So anyone with the last name Nogler, just blast him.
anybody out there.
It could be their relative. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Whatever. But yeah, she didn't return the dog. So basically earlier when we were saying we were trying to find someone to give shit to dressed as ninjas, it's this Nogler bitch.
I think so.
Yep. Ninjas. Did she even do that legally? Like, keep the dog? Couldn't they go to the police?
They went to the police, and they're kind of considering it like a kidnapping kind of like thing. So the police have been working with them. So, you know. And they started a Facebook fan page for the dog, Willie. And there's been like thousands of people from Nova Scotia joining it saying, you fucking bitch.
She's going to have to move after this.
Give this 75-year-old man back his fucking dog.
He lost his house. What does he
it
have?
It doesn't say anything about
what
his wife.
Have at 75?
You know, like, so maybe he doesn't have a wife. Maybe that's like, you know, maybe that's all he has, you know. So that just fucking pissed me off. So the Facebook people spoke out, and, you know,
they must be blasting her. Nobody can be defending her. I can't imagine.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
No. It's
just ridiculous.
If you have any, like, if you're remotely nice whatsoever, you wouldn't agree with the fucking wicked witch of the...
Atlantic
Ocean area. One thing that I read during in the actual article was, he's just a fine little dog. Anyone would love him. The man said with his voice breaking. So this dude, like, that sounds so sad.
Yeah.
This old man just wants his dog back.
I just want my dog back.
This shit pisses me the fuck off so much.
And she says that the dog is in love with her dog.
With her neighbor's dog.
Yeah. And the way she said it wasn't like, oh, these two dogs play with each other and get along. It's that they're in love.
By the way, don't give me that shit.
Sounds like a case of puppy love.
Give him a bone.
Yeah.
It's true. So, basically, to conclude this, though, as of this morning, the police have decided that they're going to get the dog and they're bringing it back.
Good.
Really?
Yes.
They should march her through Halifax in a pillory, and we should be allowed to pelt rotten fruit at her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not even ripe fruit.
No,
we'll
just
eat
the
most
ripe
fruit.
Rotten one. Yeah. Take a bite and throw it at her face. Yeah.
I agree, though. Like, that's why I wanted to say her name, is because, like, I know that's not nice, but fuck it. She's being really not nice. You know, that's not the type of people we want in our neighborhood.
And no. It's not even her, like, coming to the conclusion that she's doing something stupid. It's the police saying they're going to go in and get the dog.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's going to be a sting.
She didn't give in.
Team in.
She didn't give in, but they said by Tuesday next week he'll have his dog back, which is, you know, that just happened this morning. We picked this story out like 2 or 3 days ago. So,
yeah.
You know, it actually developed. And this is like I said, it's from Nova Scotia. I think it's in Halifax somewhere. So
I think there's, you know, another reason she's keeping this dog.
You think she's...
I think she has an affair with this dog. I think she's the dog that this dog's in
dog
love
fucker.
With. She was probably eating one day and she had a plate of food on her lap. And she noticed the dog jumping up and going at her lap. And she's like, this feels kind of good. And she had a nightie on. So when he jumped up, he went up under her nightie by mistake.
And he lapped a little bit of sweat off her nipples. And
off her everything. It's like a dog licking peanut butter off its nose, except it's an old bag.
Yep.
With her disgusting jellyfish pussy. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not hungry anymore.
I'm starving.
I'm not
now.
Hungry for jellyfish.
Not hungry for jellyfish
I'm
or,
gonna eat
or
any
an
any
old
jellyfish.
Lady's gooch.
Nope.
Poor dog.
So I guess that's the show for this week.
I think that's it. We nailed
it.
Yeah.
So we've got to give our little plugs.
Yep.
Yes.
Our little shout-outs, whatever we got to do.
Well, Phelan. Phelan has released a new trailer for that thing he's working on.
Did
and
he?
I actually think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, that Resident Evil.
That Resident Evil thing.
Yeah.
We'll have to get him on the show soon.
Yeah. Phelan is our estranged member of Red Matter. He lives a little
Phelan.
Bit away.
Phelan. I want Phelan on the show.
Yeah. It'd be funny, though, because he's a good fella. So.
He is.
Yep.
We'll have him down for a show. Anybody else? What do you got to say? Luke, hit me with
FMP,
something.
I got to mention it every time.
I think you definitely
We're actually planning within the next couple of days to press up our copies. We're looking to get a good 400 or 500. So if you want one, you know where I'm at. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/futuristicmoneyplayers. That's players with a Z. www.myspace.com/LukeJamesJF. You can get me on there. You can get me on the Red Matter site. And I'll be coming to people anyway, trying to push these things.
Yeah, or even if you contact me or Zach or Dev, we'll be able to hook you up with something.
Check out the MySpace, though. We have 6 songs. The album is 19 tracks, which is really good for a CD.
And they're not even, there's not, like a skits and stuff. Like, these are 19 solid tracks of music. Like, I was totally impressed. This is going to be a good album.
Stacked.
And we're gonna throw a new song at the end of the podcast, right?
Yes,
we're
going
to break them off a little something.
Yeah.
For them to check out. So.
It'll be a little surprise.
I'm not even a fan of hip-hop, and I like what he's doing. So
it's fun.
Good.
I am a fan of hip-hop, and I like it. And go figure, guys.
Thanks, Derek.
Having said that, I got an interview coming up with a local filmmaker. We're trying to get it for the Halloween episode because he's working on a horror movie. So I'll have that video up, in the next little while, and I'll mention it again when we have it up. So
get your questions into the site, too.
For
Zach, you started a questions... thread on the Red Matter forums. You can say more about that.
Nope, not really much more to say about that.
Well, that's that. But get your questions in. If you have questions you want to ask us about Halloween related stuff, we're going to do a Halloween extravaganza. It's going to be spooky, and there's going to be
ghosts.
We're going
to talk about like horror movies and like the remakes and stuff, and like it's going to be a fun episode.
There might be talk of ghouls
and maybe jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe
possibly skeletons.
Yeah,
maybe a prize giveaway, maybe not.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
No, we're working on something for the month of November.
We're going to work on a contest,
Yeah, we're going to try and figure something out. We're going to call it Yes-vember.
Yes-vember.
Because we think that feels a little more positive than November.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. You guys are corny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. So we're working on a little something like, I don't know, we'll figure it out, something that we can hook the people that listen because they're supporting us like crazy.
Yeah.
Every now and then we run into people that we don't know listen to the show and they give us props for the show.
The
and
feedback
it's totally
has
amazing.
Been incredible. Yep. So
thank you.
Thank you to everybody who's listening and passing it along. Like, it means a lot that you guys are checking it out.
Yep.
It's who we do it for.
Yep.
We love you guys.
I wouldn't mind slipping a finger or two up your butt.
I'll watch.
Come a little something.
Watch.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. I guess we're done. Peace out. See you next week.
Peace. Later. See you then.
Hi-ya!
Okay, we have another FMP track for you. This is Fly Me to the Moon, Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter and Mars.
Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars. Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon. Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars.
Fly me to the moon, Take me to a better place. If I don't get out of here soon, I'll turn into a mental case. I gotta get away, self-medicate to help elevate. Trying to find a better way. I keep my head in space where ice melts away. Schmoozing with the stars and the mood to hit the bars. I'm a Jupiter and Mars. Cause everything I do, I wanna do it large. Really scattered, but my thinking patterns are big like the rings of Saturn. Where I be chilling at it, fine moon dipping. Where they got the coolest bitches, plus all the food's delicious. Stacking lunar riches, muchos Pluto dollars. Where I'm on vacation, not the Bahamas, but you can holler. I'm on a planet where shit is hotter and ain't no drama. No Obama, no need for change, there ain't no problems. Cause if there is, I can't be bothered. I wanna be swimming in the Milky Way all day and just escape, so
fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars.
Yeah, I need a vacation sometime just to free my mind. Cause I be chasing paper, baby, I be on my grind. They hating all the time on everything I gotta say. But I ain't lashing out, oh no, cause there's another way. And what's the other way? Listen up, I'll tell you now. Free your mind, settle down, speak your mind and tell them how. You just gotta get away. Cause tomorrow's never promised for today. And there's so many better places to be than to sit around and listen to them. Hey, hey, you, what you sitting down for? What you gon' do? I said, hey, you, it's time to take a breath or two. Let's fly to the moon.
Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars.
Spending time here on Earth is getting kinda miserable. The same old rituals, mixing into feeling visible. I need a new visual, gotta switch up my living room. That's enough, I'ma pack it up. Zachary Knox gonna hit the moon. Ain't tryna be abrasive, just wanna leave this place quick. I had a realization, and it feels amazing. I'm out to steal a spaceship from the nearest station and lead them haters and see my people waving. Talk about a cheap vacation. Hey, I can see the nation. Jupiter, my destination. Mission is exploration. Making connects with aliens. Don't need no explanation. A few more light years to go is my estimation. I'm just trying to bridge the gap, not separate them. The only remedy to ignorance is education. Live with one another peacefully instead of mayhem. And I make sure to keep the record playing.
Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars. Fly me to the moon, Jupiter and Mars, Jupiter and Mars.